Well, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lima. How may I assist you?
Oh, yeah. Your name is what now? Lima?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Lima, I am calling concerning a notification that I got from Bank of America that it appears that I've been put on a recurring billing or recurring payment system. And I want to be removed from that recurring payment that you're charging me.
Yes, sir. I get brother, sister. Can I get your zip code, please?
The zip code where, well, I've got two zip codes. I have a permanent address in Washington and a temporary address in Florida.
Whichever one the zip code is to the account.
To the account. It would be 99223. That would be the Spokane account. For
And
Spokane.
your first and last name?
Forrest Lauterbach.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me for security
Which,
purposes?
yeah, 6110 South Torino Court, Spokane, Washington.
Is there another address?
Yeah, 10530 Med Joel Drive, Venice, Florida.
And what's the zip code on that one?
34293.
Huh, interesting. I have a different I mean that the everything else is right, but it says Venice, Washington.
It says what? Venice, Washington.
Yeah, Venice, WA.
That's not right. It's Venice, Florida or Spokane, Washington.
Well, it says Venice, Washington, but you
Oh,
ordered a
it's not.
headlamp.
Is that what this, okay. That's, I couldn't figure out what it was, but that was the only thing that I could remember that I've ordered that, and I never received. I did not get that.
Well, yes, sir. That's because we have your address is Venice, Washington, 99223.
Well, there is no Venice, Washington, as far as I know.
Do you want me to get you transferred over to someone that can change that information for you and they can go ahead and send you out another one?
Well, yeah, what I need to do is I need to talk about the situation. Am I on a recurring payment or a recurring charge?
Yes,
Or
sir.
how do I get that stopped?
Well, it's a recurring payment for a monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which also includes a $125 gift card sent via email each month towards the gadget store. You have home appliances, you have stuff up
And
there for your car and stuff.
yeah, right. Okay. But what do I need to do in order to get out from under that?
I can go ahead and cancel out the account and transfer you to someone to fix the miscommunication with the address.
Okay, well, let's do that. I want to be taken off of the recurring payment and be taken off of that. Make sure that that I get a cancellation number from you, and so that if it were to occur again, I know better now. I know better now than to order stuff like that. So,
All right, sir. So it's gonna be C as in Charlie.
it's what C is in Charlie. This is the cancellation number.
Yes, sir.
Okay, C is in Charlie.
662
662.
4977
4977.
48.
48.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so that'll cancel me from recurring charges, correct?
Yes, sir. But bear with me. I am curious to see where this headlamp got delivered to.
Yeah, so am I.
Right.
It would have to go to Spokane, but I don't know how it would ever get to Washington if it had
Oh, it said package
Florida.
return to sender. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you over to them. Just bear with me while I get you transferred, okay?
Okay, so the package came back to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Bear with me.
Sure, not a problem. That takes my credit card off of anything that y'all have with that credit card, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
I'm almost done. All right. All right, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. I'm getting you transferred over now.
Okay, thank you. And you're considered the gadget store, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And your name was Lima?
Lena, L-A-N-A.
Oh, Lena. Okay. I'm sorry, Lena. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You're going to pass.